More telephone calls coming up momentarily, but as promised, we're joined now by an NFL Network analyst. He is the host of the Move the Sticks podcast, a participant back in the day in the Jim Rome 3-on-3 basketball tournament. He passed for 7,550 yards at El Cajon Christian. Thursday night football concludes tonight with Chargers, Chiefs on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon Prime Video. Daniel Jeremiah is my guest. Daniel, what's up? Good to have you back.
What's going on, Rome? Nice high school. That's impressive, man.
Dude, you had a great career. Over 7,500 yards passing. Nice job. All right, so
Thanks, for tonight, bro.
We've got Chargers Chiefs at Arrowhead. I'm not going to ask you for your prediction because you do cover the Chargers. But, Daniel, if we go back to the first week, a lot of people were leaving the Chargers for dead after that game against Kansas City. So how would you describe the way they have responded to that game, the way they've turned their season around?
Well, they've really done a nice job. I mean, early in the season, they played the Chiefs and the Rams, and they dropped those games. And I think a lot of people thought, okay, kind of same old Chargers. But, you know, they just continue to get better and better. And you go back and look at that first meeting with Kansas City, they had undrafted rookie free agent returning punts that day, J.J. Jones, who was cut after that game, after one game. He drops a punt at the 3-yard line. The Chiefs punch in one play later. You have a punt return for a touchdown by Tyreek Hill. And you have a couple drop touchdown passes for the Chargers. And Rivers threw for 400-plus yards in that game. They made some mistakes. And but they were competitive against the Rams on the road, lose that game. But then this team just settled in. You know, they're very balanced. It's a top-10 offense. It's a top-10 defense. And Rivers, when he's protecting the football, they're tough to beat. So they've got a couple big road wins now with Seattle and Pittsburgh, and this will be their biggest challenge tonight.
We're talking to Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network analyst, also covering the Chargers. Now, as you break down film on the Chiefs against the Ravens, what did you make of what you saw from Patrick Mahomes and how he handled that pressure that Baltimore brought?
Well, I was impressed, Jim. I mean, they knocked the snot out of him. I think they hit him 15 times in that game, and he just kept coming back. And the fourth and nine throw is, I don't know if I can tell you if I've seen a better throw in an NFL game. To make that throw rolling to your right all the way across the middle of the field to Tyreek Hill to kind of save the game for him, I've never seen a throw like that. So to me, they kind of showed their mettle. I think there was might not have been said around the league, but people were curious, okay, this is a high-flying team, but is it a finesse team? Let's see. You know, Baltimore is going to punch you in the mouth. Let's see how this team responds and how this quarterback responds. And you got to give them credit. They passed the test.
No, and he did, and they did with a lot of grit and a lot of heart. And Daniel, to your point, I mean, I've never seen a guy make a throw like that ever, much less in that situation, fourth and nine, to keep them alive. In fact, this guy started 14 games now. He started 14 games in his career. How do you explain the fact that he's already playing at the level he's playing at?
Well, it's stupid. I mean, I don't know how you explain it. I mean, I had heard you know, all the buzz about him on the practice field the previous year, and I got friends in that front office, and they just kept raving about him. And then, I thought, okay, well, you know, let's see. And get out there and see him in person week one. And I'm like, okay, yeah, this kid's legit, man. He's got all kinds of ability, and it's a perfect match for Andy Reid. And then the weapons that they have and his confidence, I mean, I think that's really kind of the biggest thing, is that Andy Reid, having worked with him for a couple of years in Philadelphia, nobody instills more confidence in their guy than Andy does, and all of his quarterbacks traditionally play well. He just never had a kid with this much ability that now has this much confidence. It really is. Look, I'm calling the game for the Chargers, but I'm looking forward to just watching the kid play. It is fun to watch him.
Daniel Jeremiah, my guest, you mentioned his weapons. Of course, he's without one weapon that he's not going to get back in Kareem Hunt. How different do they look to you without Kareem Hunt?
Well, they just chucked it. I mean, they just decided to chuck it against the Ravens. Look, they're not going to run the ball as well. I mean, we'll see Damian Williams will get the nod tonight because they've got a couple other injuries. Well, Spencer Ware, don't think he's going. So, you know, they're a little bit more lopsided, which will be interesting. You know, if we have some wet weather, you'd think maybe run the ball a little bit more. And the other thing is, one of the guys they're missing from the first week is Laurent Tarvenet, or I can't even say his name right. I get it wrong every time. Canadian guard. He's really, really good. Duvernay-Tardif, thank you. But he played really, really well against the Chargers in the first game. So not having him on the offensive line, you're without Cam Irving, their other guard. So missing a couple offensive linemen and their stud linebackers is a big factor. But Chargers are missing two running backs themselves.
All right, to that point, Daniel Jeremiah, my guest, both teams are banged up, and the Chargers are missing a couple of running backs. That being said, how much more pressure is there on Philip Rivers if he doesn't have either one of those guys?
Well, I think it's been, you know, since Anthony Lynn got to this organization as the head coach, one of the keys has been, okay, take some of that pressure off of Philip Rivers with the run game, and Melvin Gordon done a phenomenal job of that. But tonight, I think it's kind of like, you know, for one night only. You know, this is a Philip Rivers show, man. It's gonna be all on him. Gonna have to have a huge game. I think you look for them. You know, if the running game doesn't get cranked up, I think you see a quick passing game. Get the ball to backs. These young backs can catch the ball. They're gonna play in the night. So I think the quick passing game, and then eventually take some shots down the field. I do think they have matchups that they like in the passing game down the field. The question is, can you hold up in pass protection against D4, Justin Houston, and that crew? You know, they're a good group up front.
Yeah, I mean, you can run on them, right? And they've given up some big plays, but they get to the quarterback. They definitely get the quarterback. Daniel Jeremiah is my guess.
I was just watching their sack reel, just kind of going back through this morning and going back and watching it. It's no joke, man. They got some legit pass rushers.
No doubt. Listen, before you go, and I'm fired up for that game, we're all fired up for the game tonight, I had Jarvis Landry on the show earlier this hour. The Browns still have a look at the postseason. What does that tell you about how they've turned things around? I mean, literally have gone from being a joke to a potential playoff team as quickly as they have.
It's impressive, man, and I think you got to give Baker a lot of credit for that. I mean, I've kind of was a woe is me organization. Something went wrong, and here we go again. Baker Mayfield. You know, the cockiness, whatever you want to call it, I think it was just what that organization needed. So it's a fun team to watch. Every week I love watching their tape, Jim. It's just a fun team to watch.
They're an absolute blast. Daniel, let me ask you this. It's been a few days since the Miami Dolphins beat the Patriots with the Miami Miracle. When you look at the All-22 film on that play, how many mistakes did the Patriots make?
Oh, it was ridiculous. You start with the personnel on the field, as has been well noted, was not the correct personnel you had on the field. And then the best way I can describe that after watching the All-22, Jim, is like you're like watching a fast break, like a 3-on-2 fast break, and you see both guys on defense buzz out to the wing, and the point guard kind of takes it straight to the bucket, like nobody there. Like, what the heck are you doing? You got to stop the ball, man.
Exactly. I mentioned earlier that you've been covering the Chargers as an analyst on the radio broadcast. This is not an easy thing at all to do, but you make it sound pretty easy. What's this season been like for you doing that?
It's a blast, man. The thing I love about it is getting to go kind of a deep dive on the opponent every week, and then just being in the stadium, dude. I love the studio. I have a lot of fun doing the TV stuff in the studio, but live events in a live stadium, Jim, I mean, I can imagine it's like watching – when you watch one of those horses up close, it's a lot better than watching it on TV, bro.
Always, always. Big night tonight. Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network analyst, also the host of the Move the Sticks podcast. And the Thursday night game concludes. That matchup concludes the Thursday night portion of the schedule. Chargers, Chiefs on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon Prime. Daniel, great to have you back. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you.
You got it, DJ. You too. Daniel Jeremiah.